Ever notice that breakthroughs, peace, or direction seem to arrive just when things feel impossible? Discover how God's perfect timing transforms your lowest moments into new beginnings that you can't afford to miss. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. I hope you are having a very blessed day. We are in our Justified series, Just As If I Never Sinned. If you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and or place in that huddle in the Washington Defender app. If you haven't downloaded the app yet, go to the Apple App Store or go to Google Play and download it today. It's a great place for you to connect with other conservative, like-minded people and dive into God's Word, take action that you need to take in the government system, and just pray for those elected, and just a lot of great resources there. Also, if you are a financial partner with FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much. We are greatly appreciative of your donation, no matter the amount, whether it's $5 a month, $10 a month, $1,000 a month, it doesn't matter. We are just thankful that you are joining with us and having hope for the state of Washington that we can change the heart so that we can see a dramatic change in the public square. This last week, I had an interview with one of reporters in Spokane, and she said something very interesting. She asked me about legislating morality upon people and why we think we should be able to do that. And I said, wait a minute. Isn't secular humanism winning in our state? I mean, is last time I looked, the church is getting smaller and smaller as a whole, not all churches, but as a whole, we're decreasing, less people are identifying as Christians. So isn't the real question is why is secular humanism legislating their morality upon me? Just a question for the day. I don't know. We are talking about being justified at the right time. And so Romans chapter 5, and we're going to start in verse 1 just to kind of back up, but verses 6 through 8 is what we're going to focus on. Therefore, having been justified by faith, amen, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through Jesus, whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand and we exalt in hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we also exalt in our tribulation, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance brings about proven character. And when you have proven character, you have hope. And so if our state is missing hope, we got to go proven character. We got to go back through perseverance. And we have to go back to standing during tribulations. Then he says, and hope does not disappoint, because the love of God is being poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which is given to us. All right, here's our verses for today. For while we were still helpless, get underline helpless or circle that in your mind, picture that. For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Look at that. There's nothing that you did personally to convince God that you need to be saved. He already knew it. You didn't convince him to die for you. While you were helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man, someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Look at that. While you were a sinner, God demonstrated his love towards you and he died for you. So we're going to talk about the right time. Just at the right time. And maybe you're a baby Christian and you're just trying to figure this all out. I'm going to teach you something that I've learned after being a Christian for about 30 years. Actually more than 30 years. But I'm going to teach you that Jesus seems to come right at the right time. Never before, never late. Understand that. He's right at the right time. So at the right time, faith came and justified us. Jesus Christ came and justified us. And we believed in Jesus Christ. That was that first part. At the right time, Christ brought peace. And you may be in a broken relationship right now, and you need to have the peace that surpasses all comprehension and understanding I want you to know that is only found through the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ, that today is the day that peace can step in, because you are going to humble humility today. You are going to pick up your cross and follow after Jesus Christ today. You are going to see the blood of Jesus covering your life, and you are not going to take payments from the other person to bring you peace. You're going to take the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, payment upon the cross, and that payment is going to bring that comfort that you're looking for, that peace that you so desperately need this Christmas season, because you're not looking at the other person's behavior. You're looking to your Savior, Jesus Christ, Almighty Risen Savior, and you're standing with Him. That's the peace we're talking about. At the right time, we were introduced to grace. You may have come to faith late in life. It's okay. At the right time, understand that God has introduced you to grace. He says, Grace. This is Brian. Brian, this is Grace. Grace, the unmerited favor of Almighty God upon your life. Do you recognize you have that unmerited favor? Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you. We have your grace. At the right time, we go through tribulation. You may not like your tribulation that you're going through. Now, I'm not talking about the tribulation, which is set up to, at the end times, a 7-year tribulation. I'm talking about tribulations right now. Trials, temptations, fears, frustrations. At the right time, you're going to go through those. And I used to like, there's an old song, if you're going through hell, don't hold it. Or if you catch hell, don't hold it. And if you're going through hell, don't stop. It's an old gospel song that I heard sing. I think it was Ron Canole that sang it, if I remember right. But the reality is, if you catch hell, if you're in that holding on to hell right now because of all the things, don't hold it. Let go of it. Grab on to Jesus Christ, your Lord. And if you're walking through hell, don't stop. You go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. And that's what Ron Canole, I think it was Ron Canole. I'm not quite sure, but you can probably look it up on YouTube. So the reality is that you want to keep walking and persevering during your tribulation. So at the right time, we get to persevere. Some things in life are not easy to overcome. Some situations and relationships in life do not change overnight. But I can guarantee this, Jesus paid for it all. All by Jesus, He paid for all my sins, my broken relationships, the injustices that have been done to me. I just sense that right now that I need to tell someone that they need to let go of that injustice that they have been holding on like a pet. You've been feeding it. You've been trying to somehow make it a monster in your life. And God is like, let that thing die and go away. I paid for it. And no longer do you have to carry that injustice, that burden of shame, that burden of revenge in your heart and in your life. You can let go of it today. Today is the day that you are set free during your perseverance. At the right time, we accomplish proven character. So you're going through this stuff. You're going through this tough time. I get it. It's Christmas season. And for some of us, Christmas is not the most, you know, joyful time in the world. It's the most wonderful time in the world. I wasn't the worship leader. It's not for all of us. But I will tell you that you can learn to enjoy Christmas because you enjoy Jesus. That's what I've learned. I've learned that because I want to enjoy Jesus, my family, it can be a fantastic time. That regardless of the tension that I feel in my heart, that proven character comes in and the peace of God, the hope of God steps in and touches your heart and your mind. You will find hope at the right time. There is hope, so hang on, there is hope. God sent me here to tell you that there is hope. I sang that song when I was young, and then I realized I can't sing, so I stopped singing the song. But you understand what I'm saying. At the right time, God's love is poured into your heart. It's being poured out, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, the love of God in your life. At the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. your ungodliness, your unrighteousness, your sinful nature. Jesus, 2,000 years ago upon that cross, he died for your sins and he rose again that you may have eternal, 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 eternal life. And I want you to hear it very loud and clear. You might have been lost, but now you are found. You might have been far, but now you are near. You might have been ungodly, but now you have been purified and set upon the rock of Christ Jesus. Your foundation is secure. Your newness of life is brand new. And Jesus Christ has an answer for you today. Turn to him. He loves you. He cares for you. He died for you as the ungodly. At the right time, God demonstrated his own love towards us. A demonstration of love. Now, some of you have experienced unhealthy, unholy demonstrations of lust, and you think that that was love. It's not. God's love is like the perfect Heavenly Father who tenderly cares for his children. It's an appropriate, loving Father who knows how to both discipline us and he knows how to comfort us. At the right time, while we were sinners, Christ died for us. He died for our sins once for all. I love it. Jesus died for you. You may be thinking, well, I did this, I did that. Could the payment have been for that bad of a sin? You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, I did a 200 bad sin. He died for it. So if he died for it, you can remember your old sin or you can stand and proclaim your newness of life. And today is the day that you are going to stand and proclaim your newness of life. You are no longer going to take up that label of sin that has been trying to define you for so very long. You are going to allow it to go and you are going to stand in the presence of Almighty God, justified by the blood of the Lamb, purified by the Holy God, refined by his fire, and you are brand new through Jesus Christ today. I'm getting preachy on this thing today, but I'm here to tell you, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that God justifies you, puts hope into your heart, because it's the right time. Today is the right time. Now, for some of you, you're going to enter into that workplace today, and you're saved, you're at peace, you have hope, you have the joy of the Lord as your strength. And you need to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And you need to step out and share the love that you have found in Jesus Christ to those around you. What are those basic components of sharing? He died for our sins and he rose again. Death, burial, resurrection, and appearance. Two evidences, two actions. God loves them. Let them know that judgment is coming. But God has a time of mercy and grace, and today is the day of salvation. It's the right time. It's the right time to lead your coworkers to Christ today. It's the right time to show your wife forgiveness and grace and mercy. It's the right time for you to be humble and caring and compassionate. It's the right time for you to walk in the things of God and not in the things of your flesh. It's the right time to call your kid and tell them that you love them. It's the right time to remember someone's birthday or to walk in that newness of life that God's given you. Today is the right time. Don't put it off till tomorrow. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you that it is the right time. 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 We thank you, God. Give us boldness, courage. Give us strength, God, to speak truth in love, to be confident and bold with our coworkers, to let them know that you love them so very much and that you want to see them in eternity with their Heavenly Father. So give us boldness to see change in our neighbor's heart and mind. Lord, let us outlove our progressive liberal friends. Let us outlove our governor. God, we pray for Bob Ferguson. Today is the day of salvation. We pray that you'd give him newness of life, that you would surround him with newness of life. We pray for Representative Rob Chase. God, go before him today. Strengthen him today. God, we pray that he'll know you in a deep and intimate way. God, we thank you for whether they're Democrat, Republican, or independent. Let there be revival in Olympia and that everyone come to repentance and the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ so that their hearts can be changed and pruned by the Holy Spirit. We thank you for what you want to do in Jesus' name. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment. the Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach. But you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.